Hello. What are you drinking, Dr. Pepper?
Cherry Coke.
Oh, Jerry Coke.
Shauna, only about like 10 minutes ago.
I printed it actually, but I didn't incorporate. I'll do that tomorrow. Like incorporating and stuff.
That's fine.
I thought that was Dr. Pepper.
No.
My wife drinks that.
I will if there isn't any Cherry Coke. But.
See, I like the Cherry Pepsi.
Okay.
That's even got it. Too sweet for me now.
Yeah.
Correspondence.
God, that email. Those down to Shauna, please.
Thank you.
How are you?
Hey, Kev.
What did you pick?
Oh, just that. No, it's not for the comprehensive plan. It was for the map.
For the zoning map.
Yeah, I picked up the stakes. Turned the receipts in. The stakes, we're putting them in the ground, and Oh, I made the maps.
I completely understand.
I only had two maps made, just in case. I didn't have a bunch of them made.
I apologize, I did not send the multimodal guidelines for you to look at. Richard Meyer.
What did you say? Oh yeah, I spoke to him the other day because I was in there. They want to, rather than do the transfer of funds every 2 weeks, do it for the month. And the payroll will be on a Thursday, and that would make everything
happen. I think that's not what you think it is.
I You're right, it was not what I thought it was.
Seventh Street to the township line.
They call.
Did we get this?
PennDOT calls it.
I don't know, it's not attached there, that's the first I'm seeing that.
Yeah, it's the first I've seen it.
PennDOT calls that entire road, Seventh Street.
Oh, Gloucester Hill is Seventh Street from the bottom to the top, okay. And SR 2017 would be?
That's their portion of it.
Okay.
They own it from Route 6.
About 2 miles,
yeah. Then we own
one. When you're driving up Foster Hill and the yellow road ends, that's where PennDOT ends.
Right.
Yellow line.
And then we own about 2,400 feet. And then Westfall owns the rest.
Yeah.
And our section of 2,400 feet has fallen apart bad.
Those PennDOTs, I put blanks on about that too.
They're supposed to pave that next year.
Yeah, that's what they said.
It's on the list for next year.
I think our biggest issue with these roads is these big craters they're putting in for the storm drains. People are driving into them. These roads are too tight for that big of an entrance. I mean, even the roads are starting to cave in around it because they're eroding. Actually putting in drop boxes on the high sides. A couple weeks ago, I had one go off the road on Cummings Hill. Totaled the car. Because the truck was coming up, you know how narrow that is.
That is narrow. And even widened in places.
Well, at one section, I think the guardrail's in the road.
Yeah. I used to hate going up there with a school bus.
I bet. We always said if that road wasn't so squirrely, Bill Oliver would have never got home.
No.
It was straight.
Yeah. He was quite the guy, Billy was.
Yeah, he was. Times he'd come in and say how many hot copperheads bit him.
Yeah.
I think it was his blood alcohol content that kept him alive.
Probably. Have a copy of that?
No.
I have my phone.
I don't, other than this.
I have it on my phone.
I can forward it to you.
But that would be good.
It's up to you guys. Do you have enough money in liquid fuels to do this?
Well, it's not on the agenda.
No, because he's been on vacation for 2 weeks and he finally got back to me this morning.
So it's going to have to go on the agenda for the next meeting.
Well, we wait too long, we won't get any bids.
I don't think that relieves us of the obligation.
I've been trying.
And the schedule the schedule looks like it will allow for that. The schedule that's on here.
When's our next meeting?
The 16th, right?
Yep. Oh, that's right, too. Where do you advertise it on the 20th?
Well, it should go up on PennBid.
Huh?
It should go to PennBid. And if...
I actually got this for a multiple mural thing.
Okay.
That's why I got this thing, actually.
Okay. So can it wait until next year? Or?
Well, it can. It's going to go up most like that.
Well, of course it is. But
yeah. Right now, it's under liquid fuel. It's under 100,000.
Okay. Is there other work besides? This is all paving.
That's all paving.
There's no drainage?
No, we checked all the pipes. They're all good.
So this might not be the right project for that.
Right.
This
all
might
the,
be
all the pipes are good up there.
Yeah.
There's only three of them. They're all new plastic pipes. So.
Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Nice to see you again.
Yes. Nice to see you as well. Thank you.
How was your trip up?
Uneventful. Thank you.
Glad to hear it.
I just got that this morning.
I don't see anything in here. But I haven't gone through it in depth to say we reserved a right not to award.
Should be writing a bid. Should be writing a bid. What it usually is right in the bid. I'm not sure we're getting in a bid. That's where it goes. It goes right in front of the bid. I didn't bring my phone.
I don't see it.
No, before.
I'm looking at it for the first time, so.
I put that in all bids.
I don't see.
Not in there.
I see an escalator clause, but.
Right. No, it would be out in the front in the bid. It would be in the back. Must have missed that when you wrote it up.
Yep, it's here.
Is it there?
Reserves the right to accept or reject any and
okay.
all. And to delete projects or portions depending on budget.
Okay. It's usually right out in
so
the front.
So it's in there.
Yeah. It's pretty good, Jeff is. He's talking about retiring. Oh.
How are you, Preston? Good. You too. All right, you're going to email that to us?
Yes. Gary has it, actually.
What?
I'll forward it. You have that. I forwarded it.
Yeah.
But I don't have that whole, I don't have that whole pack.
You don't have the whole pack?
I don't think so. I'll look again, but I don't think I got that whole package.
Oh. Okay.
Absent today.
I'll send it to everybody.
Oh. Absent today.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
I want to print me a copy of it.
Print copy? Okay.
Print me a copy of it. I don't have a printer.
That's a good copy. At least some of these aren't all ours.
The only thing he gave me was this.
Hmm? Oh, really?
Okay. That's the only thing he gave me.
No, I mean, in the email, you didn't get the rest?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't remember seeing
it. Tomorrow morning, that will be my first thing.
But the whole packet, there's none here.
What happened?
None of them are in the township.
None of them?
I saw such a big packet. I was like,
oh. Who is this? Ryan Pellet. It's
a good sign. Did you do something up here?
Yeah, did you do something up here?
Also send this to all of us.
Okay.
With the attachment.
Technical deficiency?
No. To Penn Futures.
Penn Future, okay.
With the attachment. Please.
Sure.
Well, she's right that this is the hot topic.
What's that?
Data centers.
Yeah.
And where there are high tension lines, that is where they will be.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, but that's the one they had me review.
Hmm?
This is the one you had me review.
Yeah, but it goes in the folder.
Oh. Is this for the parking lot?
It's for Foster Hill.
Oh.
It's up to your house.
And I apologize that I sent revisions to the minutes very late.
Hey, you have a life too, Rachel.
Indeed I do.
Thank you.
My granddaughter's in the, waiting to have a baby.
Oh, well, congrats. Hope everything goes very smoothly.
You're going to make me a great grandfather. Any morning kids all of a sudden?
Well, we have, I've lost track of how many days, 19 days to go to the wedding now.
How'd it go fast?
Yes, yes, it will.
Just like how, you know, we found out Rachel was pregnant, and now babies do. Cash went to the hospital last night.
I can make the ambulance check now. We have enough money in there.
Yeah, we need you before the end of the quarter, so.
Okay, maybe tomorrow.
Fred.
Evening, everybody.
How are you?
Great.
Month of May, we measured 11 inches of rain in the township.
Yeah, I saw something this morning that said Mount Pocono broke the record for the wettest May ever, 13 plus inches.
We had 11 here, that's what we measured here, just a smidgen over 11.
And how are we doing in terms of stormwater drainage?
So far, you got a spring in the middle of Shakopee. Yeah, we're trying to.
Sean and Joe got this, right, about Stry's on lot 40 in Milford Highlands?
Yes.
Okay.
So, not bad, we've stayed on it.
Good.
We only have one tree down Saturday. That was up on Foster Hill.
Yeah, I read that and I looked right in.
And that wasn't ours either, that was PennDOT's.
That's the wrong Wayne.
It says Wayne is getting a makeover.
That rain the other night was, with the wind blow, it was like sleet. Sheets
yeah,
of rain.
Early in the morning it was.
Oh, it was. But we had no major washouts.
Yeah, just the trees down on Foster Hill, right? That's the only thing I saw in the township online. There was a lot of other places.
One took the lines down, and the other one was hanging right over the lines across the road.
Yeah.
How long was Foster Hill closed?
I'd say about 2.5 hours.
You know what was crazy Saturday morning? Bob, I just rode down through there. I come down Foster Hill, I went to Napa to go to work, and my phone rings, and it was my nephew. Joey.
Yeah.
Called me up about the tree down. And I just come by there. What'd it take me? 5 minutes to drive down there and go to Napa?
Yep.
And that tree come down right behind me.
Well, you're very lucky.
Yeah. That was a dead tree, boy.
Yeah, the one across up top wasn't. Just past my house, there was one across.
Yeah. They weren't there when I come down. They checked all the roads before I went to Napa Saturday morning. The way the wind blew and the way it was raining.
No, actually, the road was only closed for a little over an hour. It was 2.5 hours, but I think the power came back from the time it went out.
Hi.
How are you?
You're perfect.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. What would make it perfect? Well, you know, in case you weren't, I didn't want you to think I was ahead of you.
We got lucky.
I think it's close enough. It's almost 7.
Call the meeting of the Milford Township Supervisors to order with Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What's your pleasure on approval of the meeting? Minutes from a previous meeting.
I'm guessing that you guys didn't have a chance to look at
that. I just read it.
Yeah?
I don't have a problem.
Did you have a chance to read the revisions?
Yeah, I'm all right with it.
All right, then I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting with the revisions.
I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. Treasurer's report.
Thank you. Since the last meeting, I have received $800 from sewage, $130.97 from code inspections, $200 from zoning, and $125 from the Pike County Elections Office, and that's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Roadmaster's report. We started mowing again today, trying to get caught back up with the mowing. We've had some drainage issues here and there throughout the township, but not too bad. Harsley is trying to keep the dirt portion of Shakopee Road together. We got a spring that come up right in the middle of the road. So we're trying to keep that under control before it washes out our road. Outside of that, hasn't been too bad. We've measured 11 inches of rain here at the township building for the month of May. So, been trying to keep on track of it. I don't remember that much rain. I don't remember the winds we have. We always have a lot of branches down throughout on the township roads every morning with this winds. But basically, we haven't had a real big problem with any main trees down. We had a couple down up on Foster Hill last Saturday morning, but they were within PennDOT's right away. So, I'd say we're doing good. Zoning.
Last month, permits were issued for a detached garage, an above-ground pool, rooftop solar, a pickleball court, a temporary event sign, a freestanding sign, a temporary use vendor market, and a change of use. That's it.
Oh. One other thing on the Roadmaster report. They stole the Milford Township sign off Route 6 up by Twin Lakes Road now. That'd be the third Milford Township sign they've stolen this year. I don't know why they like our signs.
How many?
Be the third one.
Wow. Yeah, I'm running out of room.
Electrified.
They're not going to change your taxes to the township no matter how many times you put Milford Township signs around your yard.
Yeah, this one disappeared over the weekend. It was there last Friday. It was gone this morning. So.
That sign says permits required, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's...
Is that the one that's
I didn't know it. There was no sign.
Yeah. They stole the one out here by Tractor Supply, and they stole the one... where the other one? I don't remember. They stole three of them. This will be the third one.
Did we do correspondence yet?
No.
Moving on to public participation.
Secretary, sir.
So wait, was this talking about a pickleball court? Is there going to be a pickleball court here on the report? Or?
Where's the pickleball court? I'm guessing it's probably in one of the HOAs.
Yeah, probably a private one.
It's a private house.
It's a private house up on Greenwood Hills.
House?
Really?
Oh.
Greenwood Hills.
Okay.
Hey, you charge admission.
That's a big sport now.
Yep. Yeah.
Or at the campgrounds I stay at, those guys play until 10 o'clock at night. They bring lights out and everything. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable.
I have a quick question for Rachel, but maybe this should be later. I'm not sure, but I'm here for the EIT, and I know that you guys are going to get the presentation today, but I was just wondering, last time I was in here a month ago, you gave me some good information about why this is being considered, and I was wondering if you could kind of give a touch on that again, talk about a little bit about the financial situation here at the township. You could do that now or you could do it later, but if you want to do it now, you're more than welcome.
I don't know if I will get off all the topics that I might have mentioned before, but of all the municipalities in the county, Milford Township is the smallest one that does not already have the EIT. One of the things that I'm hoping to hear today is how many township residents are already paying the EIT through their place of employment, but their property taxes are not being offset by it because we don't have it here.
We are in a very constrained budget environment for the township. And Milford Township has always taken the approach of keeping taxes as low as we can. But we also have responsibilities to make sure that we're providing adequately for the future of the township. And that includes things like maintaining our facilities and our vehicles and our staffing as appropriate to make sure that we can deliver the services.
You know, there was recently a push to have this done in Homesdale, and they took a second look at it, and they decided not to do it. There was some pushback, and they decided to look at raising the millage. What's the concern about the millage? Are you guys up against the top in the millage, or, you know, where are you on that? Why is that not, or is that being considered an alternative?
I don't think that the supervisors, it's really early to be talking about the specifics of what the 2026 budget is going to require, but we know, because we budgeted for 2025 with using the surplus from 2024 to keep the budget whole in 2025, that we're going to have a tax increase more than likely, unless it's a really strong transfer tax year in 2025. So we want to look at all the options and see what makes sense. Also, with reassessment coming, which we know the county is working on, EIT is uniquely positioned to help our seniors really sustain their properties through the transition of reassessment, because reassessment has the potential to hit folks who have been in their properties a long time, which is often seniors, really hard. And EIT, you know, my understanding is that a number of their income sources would be isolated and not subject to that tax. So it might really benefit our seniors.
Last question, where did that surplus from a couple years ago come from? What was that a direct result of?
Well, let's say good fiscal management. also, ARPA funding, which allowed us to do some things without dipping into our regular budget.
Thank you, Rachel. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Preston.
Secretary's report.
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah,
Fred.
Fred Weber, Milford Borough. So EIT, that's actually very interesting. I think it's something you do definitely have to look at, definitely have to consider. The question I was going to ask about that has now escaped me, but let me get back to something else first. So last month I sent you guys an email asking or requesting that the zoning officer contact the property owner up on Route 6 and just ask the simple question, what are those trucks doing there? How long have they been there? What is it? So is any action going to be taken on that?
I think that it went to the attorney and the zoning officer, and I haven't heard anything new, have you?
No. I believe the night that he was here, our alternate zoning officer was here, correct? Our alternate solicitor was here that night, Sean.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know whether he actually spoke to our attorney about it or not, but Sean was here at that meeting. And all we have now, as far as the zoning officer, we have a part-time zoning officer that's trying to do the work from his home because he took a full-time job. So
okay.
Makes it a little tougher on us right now.
Well, sounds like we got a ways to go on this one. So.
Well, it's been going on for 25 years, Fred.
Doesn't matter. We should have an answer. So
well, I understand.
I'll just continue to torture you guys with this until we get somewhere. But thanks. And as soon as I think of my EIT question, I'll step back up.
Let us know.
Zoning hearing board position application.
I think we skipped the secretary's report.
Well, I thought we did.
Something happened to the...
I wanted to go back on zoning while we're on zoning.
Okay.
I did get a call from Steve Steele. He's sending us a letter of resignation.
What?
He doesn't want the position as assistant zoning officer.
Oh, he doesn't want it.
Huh?
So we'll be looking for a zoning officer again.
Yeah, I asked him to try and get a letter here for tonight, but the search is on again.
Okay. Secretary's report.
Sure. Thank you. The Pike County Conservation District has issued a technical deficiency letter regarding a lot located in Milford Highlands. Wayne is undergoing a makeover. However, these changes will not affect you in any way. I have received a list of properties that were subject.
Eric Bobelsberg, send them an email tomorrow.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.